From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Here's an idea that a lot of post-Hurricane Irma South Floridians can get behind. Free electricity for everybody. It was actually a long-cherished dream of 19th century inventor Nikola Tesla, a groundbreaker in the field of electricity. Now, most Americans know something about Thomas Edison and his contribution to the electric age, but not as many are well acquainted with Tesla's legacy, or about how he was ultimately tormented by the thought that his inventions could one day negatively affect the planet. Now, an opera based on Tesla's life makes its world premiere today at the Colony Theater in Miami Beach. Here's a little more of it. And we are here with the composer of Tesla, Carson Kiefman. Great to have you here.
Thank you so much.
Now, Carson, many people hear Tesla and they think of Elon Musk's luxury car. What was it about Nikola Tesla's life that made you want to make it into an opera?
Well, it was suggested to me by Paulette Haupt, who is the director of the Eugene O'Neill Music Theater Conference in Connecticut. I didn't really know who Tesla was at that time, but I found out that he was the one who had created alternating current energy. He developed it and won the war of the currents against Thomas Edison, who was developing direct current or batteries.
And that was the AC/DC that we know now in the 21st
AC/DC,
century.
AC/DC, right. And of course, he invented robotics and lasers and x-rays and wireless communication. And actually, the radio, after he died, the Supreme Court ruled that he had invented the radio, and on and on and on.
And in spite of some early struggles, Tesla was enormously successful at one point, right?
Oh, totally. He had invented the idea for cell phones back in the late 19th century, wireless communication. And he was reaping the rewards because he had partnered with George Westinghouse, and he was receiving a lot of royalties. He was living on Park Avenue, and he was celebrated around the world. He suddenly realizes, I don't know how sudden it was, in the opera it's sudden, he realizes that everything that he had created required the burning of fossil fuels, and he didn't know the extent of what could possibly happen, but he knew it, if it kept growing the way it was, it would be very damaging to the planet. What his undoing was is that he gave away this rich and famous life and gives away all his royalties, and he sells his apartment, and he gives away everything, and he moves to Colorado and builds a laboratory to come up with an idea of how to save the planet and make this energy work for everybody, and free, safe, and non-polluting, which is to extract it right out of the ionosphere and deliver it through a tower to relay stations around the world. And all you had to do is you could screw your light bulb into the ground and it would turn on. He developed that idea. And he went back to, of course, George Westinghouse and J.P. Morgan and probably Rockefeller and others, begging them to help him finish this because this would save the planet. And they said they weren't going to give him money to continue to give away free energy. They didn't care that it wasn't going to damage the planet. I mean, there was no way for him to continue. And so he gave away everything to try to do the right thing. Who does that? Who gives away a fortune and fame and everything just to try to do something fantastic for the planet?
We've been talking with Carson Kiefman, the composer of Tesla, which makes its world premiere tonight at the Colony Theater in Miami Beach. The opera runs through Sunday, October 1st. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.